Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, 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 that's a precious name I know. We thank you, we glorify and magnify your holy name. There is none, there is none like thee, O Lord. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and truly, we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. There is none like him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. My God, our God, shall be praised. Thank you for those that love him and know who he is. Glory to God. They will have no problem giving him praise, giving him glory, giving him honor. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God tonight for those, only a couple on the line right now, but we want them to hear a blessed word from the Lord. Thank God for our evangelist, Alexander. Praise God. Our sister, Benjamin, glory to God, the prophetess, has a, I'll make that announcement again, that has a an engagement that crossed over with this engagement. So now she'll have to do our fourth Sunday in May. But bless the Lord. Praise God. We bless the Lord for those. Glory to God that have an ear to hear. This woman of God tonight was already anointed, and praise God, she didn't get to speak back here earlier a couple of weeks back. So now the Lord blessed, and she's healed and set free of whatever that problem that was there irritating her throat. So we thank God for our own dear mother, Alexander. Glory to God. Well, we definitely know this, the power of the anointing and the word of God is in her mouth, and a woman that loves God, praise the Lord, on fire for him and all about the Father's business. Praise the Lord. So we thank God, glory to God, for her tonight. We give space, glory to God, for a couple more of our end ministers to come on, the prayer warriors, so that way we can be able to be in a position to make sure that at least we have some people on the line, glory to God, ready for when she get ready to speak, and the others can join us thereby. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to read our scripture reading for tonight. Pray, and by that time, whoever's on the line, so be it, and we're going to prepare ourselves to hear what thus said the Lord this night. Praise God. I'm anticipation of expectancy of hearing him. Bless God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 34. Starting at the first verse, and it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall boast, make boast, her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I pray we continue to do so at all times. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were, okay, wait a minute. Did I go with the right? Yeah. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angels of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So we have read from Psalms 34, 1 through 10. We pray, glory to God, that you govern yourself accordingly. And remember, glory to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and to stand on the promises of the Lord, learning to rest in him and obey him, and we shall see and reap the blessings of the Lord that add a rich and maketh no sorrow. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord. Time we're going to pray and prepare ourselves to receive none other than our woman, God's woman servant tonight, the minister of the gospel that will break the bread of life in the name of Jesus. Father, we do honor you today and give glory and praise for this time that we can come in your presence. Come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. Ah, God, is safety in you, God, safety in your word, safety in your promises. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we come over to God exalting your name. Ah, God, we come with expectation and anticipation. Forgive us for every offense, every transgression, every sin, glory, every thought, deed, glory to God, that don't line up with your word. If any way that we are guilty of, forgive us, God, and cleanse us, and continue to reveal unto us your will in the name of Jesus, and help us. Thank you for the helper that you sent, the Holy Spirit. Help us to be able to lighten our, be enlightened in your word, but also come to the knowledge of the truth about the only way to please you is faith and obedience and obeying, glory to God, as the Spirit of God lead us. God, we thank you so much. Oh, God, for saving and delivering us out of the hand of the enemy. And thank you for being our advocate. Glory to God. Thank you that you're there on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. All the sacrifice you've made, glory to God, on our behalf. Now, God, help us to do it as Paul spoke about in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Help us, God. So many still of believers that go over there are caught up in the world system, trying to get caught up in what this world is offering instead of remembering that we are bought with a price, no more our own, and you have already assigned some things to our hands. And we pray tonight, help us, God. We pray for those that are lost, Lord, that don't know you, the partner of sins, even the backslider sin you said you're married to return back to you. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. God, give them a desire to want you to know you. God, we pray against the forces of the evil one that come against their minds in the name of Jesus. God, we pray those yokes be destroyed in Jesus' name, young and old, child or adult, God, whoever they may be. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to move in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for the believers and all the ears that are open to hear the word of God. Even this night, God, bless them. Bless their bodies, their minds, their families. And most of all, bless the servant of the Most High God that will be delivering the message. That you strengthen and encourage, continue to bless with wisdom and knowledge and stirring the gifts and continue to keep her, God. Bless her family as well. We love you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, to touch anyone that may have an affliction or sickness or any type of oppression or whatever, that those yokes be destroyed. And even more so, if it's not glory to God, even through the prayers, let it be so much that the word will penetrate those places and destroy the yokes of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, we love you tonight. We bless you. We bind up Satan, all his cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, any interference. We bind it up even with disturbance, glory to God, with the system. But nevertheless, you already provided a way, even though he's came against both of them. But the phone is still in operation, so we're still going to be online. Amen and amen. He is wonderful. Praise God. So at this time, we prepare ourselves to listen what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to this woman of God. For those, glory to God, that weren't on earlier, just let you know that we had an announced that Prophetess Benjamin would speak tonight. She had another engagement that crossed over with this one. So as we discussed it and prayed, and Lord bless, Mother Alexander wasn't able to speak a couple of weeks back because of the pollen bottom in her throat. But she's fine, healed, and standing on the word as always as we touch and agree with her. That she'll, and the Lord bless that she's available tonight to bring forth the word, and Prophetess Benji will join us fourth Sunday, and she said that would be better for her in May. So at this time, that'll be after the revival. God bless. At this time, we're going to receive none other than this anointed vessel that always tell us, know who you are in God, and standing on the word and standing on God's word and rebuking every foul spirit and canceling the assignment of the enemy. She always encouraging and exalting, but she always, glory to God, have a word for encouragement for the body of Christ as well as the word of truth, even if it's correction. So we thank God for the anointing in her life and God's blessings and glory her faithfulness. And God bless that she's a true woman of God. Love God. And as you see her, glory to God, you ever meet her, every time you meet her after that, she is the same, growing in grace, but she never changed from her commitment to the Lord and what she stands on, and she loves people, but she don't love no foolishness. Now, she is not going to take no foolishness. God bless the Lord. So if you can't come talking contrary to the word of the Lord, you're going to be talking to the wrong one, because she is going to stand on the word and give you the word. But I bless the Lord. I love her. I've been knowing mother of Grover to God almost 30 years now, and I bless the Lord for being a mother in my life and as in Zion and Grover to God encouragement, and I thank God for the wisdom that comes from her. In the meantime, many of you already know who she is and heard her, and the ones that haven't, we, Grover to God, introduce you to her, and others we present, none other than Grover to God, our own Grover to God woman of God that be on this line so faithfully. And we ask you, Lord God, to open your ears now to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. At this time, receive none other than, glory to God, Evangelist Alexander.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm glad salvation is free. Oh, I am glad that salvation, my Lord, is free. Salvation is free for me and for all. Oh, Lord, I am glad. Yes, I'm glad that salvation, my Lord, is free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation, Lord, because it's free for one and all. Oh, glory be to your name, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all things, Lord God, because you make it possible for us all. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today for who you are in each and every one of our life. Without you, Lord, we'd be lost. Thank you, Jesus. My topic today is, anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? God asked Abraham this question. You can find that in Genesis chapter 18. I don't give you the verse because that way you will read and get the good out of it. Read from chapter 1, from the beginning of it. And you'll understand the authority, the dominion, the power that was given to the child of God. The daughters are sons of God. We have no excuse, baby. God gave us everything we need to stand in this world. I ask you today, my brothers and sisters, do you believe that nothing is too hard for God to do for you? Because this is a personal situation here. You got to believe God by faith. Believe him by faith that whatever you ask for, that's how it comes to you. Faith and belief. And you have to know who you are in the living God, baby. There's no excuse about that. Read your word and stand faithful. Our forefather Abraham believed God. He had the victory in all things. God even fight the battle for him. Today, God will fight our battle if we believe and stand faithful in his word. Regardless of what's going on in this world today, remember who you are in Christ Jesus, baby, and know the position that God called you for, and stand faithful Regardless what's going on, you stand faithful because God never changed and his promises is real. If he said it, believe it. Trust in the Lord. No matter what it look like, trust in the Lord is what you're asking for. So many sickness and disease in the land today, but the child of God know our position in that situation. Because we must believe God said, I take away sickness from the midst of you. But if you don't believe him and you don't stand on his word, then how are you going to get victory, baby? You can't play with the word of God. You got to be rooted in it and not just talking out your mouth. You got to live it. Live it and stand faithful. Trust God, man. Trust him. Isaiah 26 tell you, trust the Lord and the strength is in him. When you trust God, I don't care what's going on in this world today. You can encourage yourself, baby, because you know who you are. The word of God tells us, call on him. He gave us so many illustrations in the Bible. So his children, or better yet, his sons and daughters, know that if God said it, stand. Regardless what it looks like, stand. Because what you're asking God for is what you're going to get when you stand and believe by faith. Nobody can take that from you. Even if you have to cry out night and day, baby, it's going looking all contrary to you. But the problem is you're not going by what you see. You're going by what you're asking the Heavenly Father for. Lord, you see this situation in front of me, and I know it's not of you. Because a child of God know when the devil is on the scene before her or him, she knows. God don't make us ignorant, baby. You know. And when you know that you know, don't hide. Step up to the plate. Let them know this is not a game. This is life you're coming with. Look at David. David was a young man, but he stepped out in front of that giant, don't he? The giant come with all kind of a chaos, but David said, I come this day in the name of who? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He came out because he knew who he was. We got to remember that regardless what we do in this life, always remember this. Who do you are in Christ? You make a choice, baby. Nobody forcing you, but you must know who you are in Christ. When you take up the word to read, baby, you must know. If it say this is this, then this is this. God said, I want you to take the word. Then don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. Nothing didn't stop David, and he was just a young man. You find that in 1 Samuel 17. Read about him. Power of God was working. When you is on the right side, baby, we cannot do the work of God trying to live as a worldly life. We got to make a choice. Every one of us in this earth have to make a choice. You're either going to live for God or you're going to live for the world. Then you make a choice, baby. God don't make no mistakes. If he tell us, I'll never leave you, believe him. Believe him. Some of us decide, oh, the situation in the world today, we can't do this. No, no, no. God gave us the authority and the dominion here on earth. He did not give it to the world. He gave it to his saints, the believers that have the authority and the dominion to stand. Why are you going to let the enemy take what God gave you? No, baby. You stand on what God gave you, and then you make sure you know who you're talking about. Don't just throw the word out your mouth, but you don't live it. You got to learn to be rooted. When I say rooted in that word, I know that you know. It's just like if you bought a child in the world, can anybody tell you you wasn't pregnant? Nobody can tell you that because you know that you know. So that's the way you got to know that you know. I serve the living God, and what can you do to me? That's how you got to know. You got to give it all to God and live for God. Children of God got to recognize that we can encourage ourselves, maybe. We don't have to believe, oh, no, we can't do this because this pestilence is here and we can't sit beside you because you didn't have on a mask. Oh, no. God did not tell us to do that. We let the enemy deceive us so much. You go to church today, you can count your fingers and looking at empty pews. Why? The enemy of quite a lot of the body of Christ deceive. But I thank God for those that stand faithful regardless what goes on. Pews empty or pews don't empty, they in the pulpit. They're doing the work of God. And when we know who we are in Christ, we should not let nothing in this world turn us around. No, stand faithful, stand faithful. God don't make no mistake. He don't make no mistake with us. He call us and he let us know, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. People running here and running there. Sickness is here and sickness is there. But what did God tell us about sickness? We have so many illustrations in the Bible about these things. We must know who we are, and we must know that when we get in situation, the word that come out of our mouth can do a lot of damage also, because you cannot speak in 1 minute positive and then the next minute is negative. No, baby, you got to make a choice right there. Make a choice right there. God didn't tell me I supposed to suffer through my days. But he sure tell me. Above all, he want me to be in good health. And he sure tell me that he heal the sick. So we have to know who we are, man, and know that nothing is too hard for the Lord to do. He can do it all, baby. He can do it all. But it's up to you and your faith in him. Up to you and your faith in him. The first one we're going to talk about in sickness, this lady. Look at the book of Mark and chapter 5. That lady suffered so long. Today you have people suffering too. But the problem is that lady make up her mind, man. She didn't continue wasting. She make up her mind. I'm going to see the man, and I'm going to touch his garment. That's how we got to make up our mind, baby. Even what's going on today in this world with all these diseases, we got to make up our mind to say that enough is enough. My God said by his stripe, I am healed. So my faith and my belief is going to take me through this weather, baby. Sometimes we got to learn to ride out the storm with faith and belief, man. Don't buckle up in the storm. Ride it out. Let the storm know who you are. We got to know, baby, that God did not pay a price just for us to sit down and talk about, well, this sickness here and this sickness there. Now bind that false spirit up. That false spirit come to attack my head the other day. I was outside. I said, what? I know this is not of God. I say, you false spirit of aches in my head, you can come out here and try to mess with my head. I command you to lose it in the name of Jesus. The time I turn around and get upstairs, that false spirit was gone, baby. That pain had to lift itself from my head. We got to speak the things regardless what it sounds like. Speak it and believe it. And I thank God because I was feeling pain. That didn't tell me I must suffer for it. No. That didn't tell me to keep, oh, no, it's aching and I have to run it. No. I says, oh, no, I bind it up. God, you gave me that authority. And we know each and every one of us have the same authority. In Matthew 18:18, he tells us that. Whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. And we got to recognize that God's word is the key of all things. Nothing is stronger than the word of God, baby. The only thing make you fail is because you don't believe and stand by faith. But remember our father, which is Abraham, daughters of Abraham, sons of Abraham, the believer Because regardless what the things look like, Abraham believed, man. He believed every time he go, and God fight his battle. We got to realize that God is no respecter of person. And we got to stand on God's word. We's in this world, baby, but you got to take a step. I'm not of this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. Because the world is flying and going here and going there, that don't mean I'm got to go with it. Oh, no. I'm going to say what God says and stand. We got to learn this in for once and for all, that God's word count before anything else. And nothing is too hard for God, baby. Nothing is your belief and your faith in him going to bring it to you, whatever is it you're asking for. But you got to know who you are, baby. You can't just jump up there and act like that, living the life for him, and you're not believing in him by faith, but you want the mountain to be moved. No mountain moving with that. You got to know who you are, and you got to believe. God said, ask, and believe when you ask, you receive. And if you believe that, baby, you should have no problem in, oh, I know I'm doing right today. I know I'm feeling up to right to sing and praise and dance for the King. But when we try to do things in our own way and forget what God said, that's when we make a mistake in our life. That's when the enemy, because we open that door. Because one thing for sure, baby, if we don't open that door, that enemy cannot come in to destroy us. Oh, no, no, no. If we keep on our rules, keep on that line. And then sometimes the sister would say, stay in your line, baby, stay in your line. But when you stay in your line, you know who you know and who you serve. You don't have to worry about what's going on the other side because you know who you serve. You know you're on a straight line. You got to know that God don't make mistakes. If he call you, baby, you is equipped. If he says yes, all you have to do is take the lead. The promises of God stand strong. This woman had this issue of blood 12 years. Can you imagine? Only a woman can imagine that situation, baby. Only a woman. 12 years, man, going from place to place. Doctors and doctors, spending here, spending there. But nothing. Nothing do it. Then one day, that lady make up her mind. She said, okay, I hear about a man, Jesus. I'm going. And sometimes we have to stand, baby. We don't have to wait for this one to come and wait for that one to do this. No. You got to take a step. It's me and God. Father, I don't know no other way. The only way I know is to call on you, Lord God. Cry out to you, Heavenly Father. And we know that our forefather cry out to God. Moses cry out to God when the people them won't listen. Moses cry out to God. That was getting terrible. He cry out. And God said him, speak to the people. You have the authority in you to do it. We have to know that God call us, baby. And we have to know for ourselves. Don't wait on this one to tell you this. No, you got a Bible you can read. You know that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Why are you going to worry about who is my friend and who is not my friend? All you got to do is what the word of God tells us. Love one another. I don't care what you look like. But I supposed to love you. That is me, my responsibility. Because when God see me, who is saying? I turn away from you because you're not what I want to see or you're not good enough for me. No, no, no. You got to answer to God for that. And if you can answer for God for doing people wrong and think he's going still rejoicing, something is wrong here with you, baby. Something is wrong. You got to know that if God said it, believe it. Believe it. This woman seeing all that, the suffering she went through. Can you imagine all those years? Only a woman can imagine that, baby. Only a woman know what that means. But that lady know in her heart, this is enough, I'm going to my Savior. And she heard Jesus, because when she went and she put her hand to touch the garment, baby, nobody had to tell her, oh, you're doing all right, you heal, you this. No, she knew in her heart. That's the way we must know that we know that we know whatever the enemy trying to come against us with, don't give him no place. Cry out, God. Some of them say, I can't touch his garment. I say, who said so? Baby, you start praising the Lord in your house, dancing and singing and praising. That's his garment you're touching, because all the praise and the glory going to him, nobody else. You're not saying to men, you're saying to the Lord, man. When you start praising God, get into that praise and dancing and shouting and praising God. Your body is there, baby, but that spirit woman not there. She's in the higher part with the living God, praising him because of what he did to her body. How we heal, how we deliver. And we don't have no excuse, because every word God write in the Bible, every word is right. If he said it, that's it. All we got to do is believe it, sister. Believe it and live for the Lord. Because one thing for sure, you cannot live for the world and live for God too. You cannot vote. You got to make a choice. And there's nothing that you can say or do can let you do feel better when you make a choice to live for God. The joy and the peace that you have, you could never explain. Because God promises never put you ashamed. His promises stand straight, baby. The word tell you in Mark, the 5th chapter, you start reading 25 and to 30, and you see what's going on here. I always like to tell a person when I'm reading or saying, tell you the chapter. That way you start from the beginning, not just the verse alone. When you start from the beginning reading, the Holy Spirit is opening your inside, man. Let all that come in to understand. My God, my Savior did this for me. The goodness of God, the richness of God. We got to know that we know, brothers and sisters, that the same God that healed this lady is the same God we have served today. And he heal us if we believe by faith and stand on his promises, regardless what nobody say. I always believe it's me and you, my Heavenly Father. It's me and God. It's me and God. No one else can do it, but God can keep you, and he take away sickness, and he take away disease, and he put healing in your body. We should never feel that we are so down that, oh, Lord, I can't do no better. No. And one mistake that quite a lot of my brothers and sisters made sometime, you can be speaking positive in 1 minute. One side of your mouth is positive. The next side of your mouth is negative. You is messing up. Always put that positive before everything. Don't give the enemy no place, because he's the one that come with all that negative. No, you know you got to be this, and you got to go through this pain, and you got to... No. Pain come to you, but it don't have to stay with you. Sickness come to you, but it don't have to stay with you. Because you got to think about what the Lord tell us. Above all, he want us to be in good health, baby. He didn't say, I don't see nowhere in the word of God that he told me, I want you to be sick all the day of your life. Oh, no. No. So we have to know that we know that when we call on the living God, man, he hear us. But we must stand and faith. Stand and faith and believe him. Believe God. God knew exactly what was going on. Even when he turned around and said, who touched my clothes? God already know. But he just want to ask the question. He already know. We as daughters and sons of God got to know when God call you, you don't need no more affirmation, no more confirmation, baby. You must know that you know God told me by his stripe, I am healed, that I'm going to believe it. But, baby, we have an enemy that if you let just a crack open of doubt, you just doubt out your blessing, doubt out your healing, doubt out your blessing. You can't play with that false spirit of unbelief and doubt, because once unbelief comes, the next one coming behind him is doubt. You can't give doubt no place in your life. If you want to live the abundant life that God gave you, you can't give doubt no place in your life. And unbelief is the worst thing you love to you come against. Don't give that spirit no place in your life. If God said it, baby, hold on to it until you see him. Because one day, we might leave this earth, but one day, we're going to see the Lord. Because each and every one of us have to stand before him. What I've done and what you done done. But we thank God that he's the healer, because he healer. Just touching his clothes. Just touching his garment, healer. And I believe in my heart that regardless what the enemy threw against a woman or a man of God, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, when you know that God called you, when you know that nothing can separate you from him, baby, you're going to stand high. You don't have to fall. When the storm comes, you don't have to crawl up in the storm. You ride that storm out. It's the same thing with the pestilence that was in the world. Remember what God said to us. He gave us authority over that. And all you got to do is look in 2 Corinthians 14. And better yet, get 13 and then you read 14 with it. God says, you can stop it, baby, by your word. And your faith and belief in him, you can stop it. And it don't take 1,000 of us. But it's the belief. To see how powerful belief is in the mouth of a woman or a man of God. That's why I always says, I'm glad God did not call me to be a prophet. Because do not play with God, prophet, baby. When you know and know that that's a prophet of God, back up. Don't try to mess with the life, because you can afford to pay the price, because God fight for them. Just like God fight for Abraham, he will fight for them. Just like God fight for Moses, he will fight for his prophet. But recognize who his prophet, because one thing for sure, there was false prophet back there, there's false prophet today. So you ask God. Before you jump up to condemn a prophet, you better think twice. The word of God is nothing to play with. When you believe in him, stand on his promises, do his will. Try to jump from one to the other. God made all things possible to them that believe. We must always remember that God's word is true. Regardless what's going on, some of them said that, oh, we had to carry some to every burden. But what did God say about that? What did the word of God tell you about that? God tell us in according to his word in Matthew 11. God tell us, come unto me all ye that are labor and heavy laden. And what will he do? He'll give you rest, baby. Only God can give you that sweet rest, my dear. And some of us are about, oh, I'm carrying two burdens. Did God tell us to carry all these burdens? No, no, no. Look at that same chapter. As always, believe. Get from the beginning and read it. Read it. 11, Matthew 11, verse, you'll find it there. And all those three verses, one of them, 29, tell you, take his yoke upon you. That means, baby, you got to learn about him. Learn about him. Because when you learn about God, it's like you're rooted, rooted in him, man. And remember, rest. Because you can't have sweet rest if you don't have the Lord in you. Because he will give you that sweet rest. But you got to know who you are in Christ. Many times we go on there and say we're burdened down. But what did God said? What did our Father said? My yoke is easy, my burden is light, baby. When you see you carrying too much stuff on your back, too much stuff, step up and say, enough is enough. This is not for me. You got to make a choice. Back away from that. Because my Father tell us, his yoke is easy, burden is light. You find these things in Matthew 11, baby. Read it out. Read it out. And rooted yourself in the Word of God, man. Rooted yourself in it. And a lot of stuff that goes on in your lifestyle, you don't have to be worrying about this and worrying about that. Take it to God, man. Cry out to him because God will fight the battle for you. But you have to cry out to the living God. You have to know who you are in Christ Jesus, man. Because without God, baby, there is nothing more for you. In this world, you got to believe God. You got to stand on his word. Regardless what goes on, stand on his word. Sometimes some of us say, oh, well, I can't do this. No. God tell us, if we believe and have faith in him, faith in him, man, because the word of God says, Have faith in God. You find all these things in the same chapter, baby. 11 of Mark, you find it in there. Chapter 11, Mark. Read it and you find how you can build up yourself. No weapon will form against you shall prosper. When you build up yourself in the Word of God, God tell us, have faith in God. The word of God is always the same. Have faith in God regardless what the situation look like. Have faith in God, my dear. Have faith in God. Because the promises of God is strong. It's done. The word of God gave us the power to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And remember that his word tell us, according to his word, Mark 11, read it all the way down. You can't have doubt in your heart and asking God for anything. You cannot have doubt. You got to believe. You got to believe him. When you believe God, you will find out that everything God says, it will come true. It will come true. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Nothing. For God said it, believe it. My phone is having a problem. But God promises never change. It's never change. You got to believe God, man, no matter what the situation look like. Believe God that he will make a way through the storm. Nothing is hidden from God for you, baby. Nothing is hidden. If you ask the Lord, he will open the door for you. He will make you see the light. But you got to ask God and be faithful. You can't just ask for one thing and then it's the next thing in your heart. Ask the Lord for the things that you really want. And when you talk about doubt, you have doubt in your heart, you might as well sit down and shut your mouth. You're not going to get what you ask for because you doubt him. Believe God. And these things you will find in Mark 11. You will find that in that chapter. And get strong on the word of God. Glory to God. God say, ask. God say, believe. A lot of us seem to forget that if Christ said these things, stand. Stand faithful. And one thing that I want to say tonight is this. We must all remember, according to Isaiah 53 now, Christ took sickness away from us. He bare pain, hate. Did you know, if you stop to think about the suffering that God went through, that Christ went through for us, the suffering, that's when you stand and say, my Lord will supply all my need. I know the Lord. It's just like when you hurt a friend or a sister or a brother in Christ. God said, love them. Because we own all men, one thing is to love them. I don't care what you look like. I don't care where you're from or who you are. That is a commandment God gave us. Love them. You don't have to love them and be the doormat. Love them and keep it going. But you must make sure your heart is not full of stain. You love them and keep it going. Because that's the word of God. And God suffered so we could be free to love and to enjoy. Because his word tells us, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. It wasn't upon you. He didn't do nothing. We did all the sin. He just bare it so we could have a second chance to come out clear. We got to know what God said. And you can find that in Isaiah 53. The word of God don't change, my dear. Any changes, we change. But thanks be to God for his mercy and his grace that we have victory through Christ Jesus. Victory through Christ Jesus. And the more we read the word of God, the more we see how our forefathers stand through storm and how God fight the battle. Sometimes God tell them, step back. I'll fight the battle. We have to have a belief that an anchor is like you anchor in something. That's the kind of belief we must have in the word of God. Because God gave us everything we need to live in this earth. No matter what it looks like, no matter what nobody says, believe God, baby. I don't care how high the storm is, believe God. And talk against what you don't want to be amok in your life. Talk against it. In other words, speak against it. Let that false spirit know you will not give him no place in your life. Because the enemy come to do what? Three things he come to do. I know every father tell us that. Kill, steal, and destroy. And we don't have to give him no place now. Through Christ, we don't have to give him no place. The promises of God tell us, stand faithful. Stand faithful. The body of Christ don't have to be burdened down. No, baby. Through Christ, we have victory. We have victory through Christ. Because his word is what going to keep us. And if we stand faithful, he will never leave us. Stand faithful in his word. Because God say, lo, I'm with you always. Even unto the end of the world, he's with you. He'll never leave us. We got to believe God and stand on his promises. No matter what's going on in this world today, the body of Christ, some of us seem to forget that God say, assemble. Some of us still feeling that we can't go to church because of this and that. But baby, what did God say? believe God, man, and assemble. Sickness is not bigger than God. God can put end to anything. But we have the authority, the dominion to speak against this foul spirit that tried to give an amok in the church. We thank God for the pastors of God's heart that stand faithful in the public, man. They stand because they believe no matter what comes in this world, God is in control of their life. No matter what the enemy come against them with, God is in control of their life. And they're going to pray because prayer is the key to everything. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy in my life. I thank God for opening doors for us. Because without God, where would we be? And I thank God for tonight. Give glory to the pastor of the prayer line. Thank God for the word of God that God give our this prayer line that we can come on the prayer line and pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Those who know, those who don't know. I thank God for our to be continuing persistency. The enemy don't have no authority in our place. Because she will fight that battle. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory for a powerful word of God that was spoken through the vessel tonight. We thank God. Glory to God for Mother. And before we start giving any accolades and glory to God, give a remark, definitely want to find out if there's anyone that's asking for prayer that we want to stand in the gap with her as we pray in agreement as Mother of Evangelist pray for you. So if you have any prayer requests, so busy writing, I need to open the line for you if you do want to talk. Amen. Bless God. I praise God for you tonight, allowing the Lord to bless and use your powerful word from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the lines are being open. Everyone is not open yet, but if you have a request, you may start now sharing it. I mean, letting us know what it is so we can pray. I mean, so Mother can pray and we can be in agreement with you. Anyone have a prayer request? No one have a prayer request? So if not, we'll move forward. Praise the Lord. Someone's about to say something? Or is it, I have all the lines open.
I'll give a prayer request, Minister BJ. I have a friend who was in a bad car accident, and then she found out she has cancer, and she's taking radiation treatment for that, but she's trying to recover from the accident also. She's at home now, thanking, praise God. I went by to see her today at the church. And just her name is Pearl, so please keep Miss Pearl in your prayers. And she just thanking, praise God, for healing her body, and she's trusting God. And just pray that God will give her strength to do what she needs to do and to bring her through this time of trials in her life. So we just praying for God to do a great and mighty supernatural miracle, continue to release healing in her body in Jesus' name, and we thanking and praising God for giving her a complete recovery of all that she's going through. It's just hard on, you know, when you've been mobile, it's hard on you. When you can't be as mobile as you like to be. But thank you, praise God. Her sons are in town, and they've been there and helping her out. So we thank and praise God for that also. So just pray for Miss Pearl and pray that God will touch her body and touch and agree that God wants her well and whole. And thank and praise God for that. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Mother.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, you see Pearl, Lord God. You know all about her. But we know that your word tells us, Lord God, if we pray. So, Lord, we come touching in agreement and praying for prayer, Lord God, that you strengthen our body, Lord God. And, Lord, let your will be done because, Lord, it's only you know the hearts of men. And it's only you know what lay ahead for each and every one of us. But we're asking you, Father God, to give her that strength. And she's asking you for a miracle. Oh, Lord, let your will be done in that area, Lord God, because only you know the hearts of men. Only you know what is prepared for each and every one of us. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for touching our family, for coming down to help us through all these things, Lord God. Because we know, Heavenly Father, that it's only in the name of Jesus we can come before you, stand in agreement for brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and thank you.
All right, I have a prayer request for two people. Well, three, really, and one praise report. Sister Minister Brenda, when she talked to me earlier today, probably before midday, her finding out about her granddaughter last night, had been in an accident and in the hospital, had to have an operation on her hip, but they got to operate again tomorrow on some torn place in the hip. She had a car accident and was flipped over. Then she had two children in the car with her. Her two children, I think she said it's five and, Sister Brenda, 5'2" or 5'3". However, one of the baby at five had to have surgery on the leg. What's in the details, I don't know. And the baby only had scratches. So a miracle from God. He said no weapon formed, even when we pray for our grands, our children, whoever, that the Lord blessed and the blood covered what the enemy wanted to accomplish, he didn't. So we was just celebrating life. But also don't know the details of how serious the other operation is and stuff like this too. But anyway, right now we thank the Lord that the good report that they're not nothing to the point where their lives are threatened now, and thank God that He saved their lives after the vehicle flipping over. That's for that's not Peaches.
Oh,
who's that?
Father God, thank you.
The other one. And the other prayer request. The other prayer request is for, Pastor Mitchell, that we were praying about the young lady that had to be put up on the sedation and whatever, then had to put her back under sedation, that had the pneumonia and that serious asthma attack. They had to put her back under again the other day, but then when Pastor was up there, not yesterday, the day before, she called me last night, I think it was, to tell me that when she went up there, the Lord blessed that now, and thank God for all the prayer warriors, thank you, because now she's out the ventilator, and now she's able to cough up some of that pneumonia, that mucus, and also she's talking. So we're thanking God for that and praying that the Lord bless that she be totally delivered from that too as well. And I'll let Mother pray for those two, and then I'll bring you the other one back.
God, we thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord God. Father God, you see it all and you know it all about the kids and the accident. But Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to you take charge of all that situation. Because we know, Lord God, that you are the only one that see it all. And I know you is a healer, Lord God. So Lord, we put the babies in your hands, Lord, and we put the mothers in your hand too. Because we know all will be well, Lord. I'm claiming victory through that operation. Because I know your word said ask and believe when we ask we receive. So I'm claiming victory in all three of them. That, Lord, you'll bring them out. In the name of Jesus, I ask this. Amen.
We're also praying glory to God for Kyla, the one I was just saying that's in the hospital. Still need to be delivered of the pneumonia.
Oh, the one that is have pneumonia?
The one that pneumonia had the asthma attack, the one that was under the sedation.
She's out of it now?
She's up under the ventilator, but she still has pneumonia, but at least now they got her where she can be able to take the ventilator off.
Well, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for working that out for her, Lord God. Father God, we know you're a healer, and we claim healing in our chests. We claim healing, Lord God, because your word tells us, by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, touch that young lady, Lord God, healing completely in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing her. We thank you for taking her from under that ventilator, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are a God that answers prayer, and we know that you is the healer. For by your stripes, she's healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, I can't think of anyone else. I can't think of another person right now. Good Lord. Anyone else with prayer requests? Oh, God, it's going to come to
Hello.
Mind. Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
This is a praise. Thank you for praying for my husband, who had his appetite was, he didn't have an appetite to eat and drink. And I thank God because as of last week, he started eating and drinking. So that's an improvement from where he was. And I thank all of you for praying. Thank you.
I forgot your name, too. What's your name?
My name is Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina, thank you for that praise report. We thank God for any time he's moving and doing things to go over to God to loose us from the hand of the enemy or anyone we are praying for. So thank God for the healing and the blessing of still believing God for him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is Barbara. I have a prayer request for two people. One is my coworker's husband. His name is David. He had one of his kidneys removed because of cancer. He's not, they had to take him back to the hospital, so I'm not sure exactly how he's doing now. And the other one is for one of the sisters at my church. She has been in the hospital, I believe, almost 6 months now. The doctor said there's nothing else they can do for her. Her name is Daisy. She's still fighting for her life, her and her husband. The doctor said that they can't do anything else. So those two people, David and Daisy, my coworker's husband and my friend from church.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, brother.
Lord, we know that you're a healer, Lord God. So we put these two people before you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, the sister is asking for healing for them, Lord God. But by your stripe, you said we are healed. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch, Lord, and let your will be done in both of these people. Because, Lord, you are a healer and you are a deliverer. And your word tell us, come boldly to the throne of grace. And your word also tell us, ask and believe when we ask, you receive. So a friend is asking for healing for them both, Lord God. So we standing in agreement with our Lord Jesus, asking you, Heaven the Father, to touch the body, Lord. And let your will be done whatsoever to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for all his great and mighty acts he's performing our life, no matter what goes on in life. He has to say so. We stand in the gap and pray until he tells us otherwise. And at the end of the day, only we can say is, God, thy will be done. And all of us. Amen. So at this time, praise God. No, Pastor. Oh, yeah, I knew it was. Pastor Bird. I'm praying the Lord bless that she had been attacked with COVID, but it's a mild case. But even in the mild case, there's discomfort and whatever like this. But thank God she's coming through it. And we believe in God for divine touch, that God to totally heal and deliver and set her free from, glory to God, anything that the enemy tried to come up a body against in the name of Jesus. We ask Mother to pray also for Sister Rachel and Sister Laura to, as they're coming through the final stages of that COVID too. Rachel and Laura, that's her daughter.
Lord, I believe that you already healed the land of that COVID, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch these people, Lord God, and let your will be done in their hearts, in their mind, in their body. Let your will be done, because your word said, Lord God, by your stripe we are healed. So the works of the devil got to loose in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for healing them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, right now we're going to, I'm not going to call out any names, but anyone that want to give accolades to remarks of the blessed power of the anointing that flowed through tonight on this line, we give faith. If, well, I'll just leave the line open. Praise God. Anybody want to start giving their praise report, not praise report, but honor unto the Lord for the gift
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for that prayer. For the COVID, by his stripes, I am healed.
Yes.
And whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And this song he's been giving me all day long is an old song that I learned even as a teenager. And this song has been resonating in my spirit all day, and it lined up with the sermon for tonight. If you just hold out until tomorrow, everything will be all right. If you just keep your faith and never ever doubt him, everything will be all right. Hallelujah. So I give God praise tonight for that message that went forth. If we just hold out, just like she said, if we just stand on what you know, stand on what you heard, standing on the word, everything going to be all right. Because just like she said, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And this morning, hallelujah, as I was in the bed, Carmelita called me. The devil had attacked me with dizziness and a bad headache. And as she began to give her testimony and give God praise about church and the message, I tell you, that joy came to me. After I hung up that phone, I laid there for a few minutes, but I got up, got in the word, and began to praise God, and I feel better. And I've just been standing on his word, standing on what God's saying, doing what I know to do, just reading his word and meditating on his word. And I'm here to tell you that the enemy will attack us. He's going to attack us. That's his job. But our job is to do what we know, and that's to pray, to stand on the word of God, not being moved by what we see or even what we feel, but being moved by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I thank you for that, sister. That was an excellent word. That's a word that we all need to hear, because sometimes we'll let what we feel dictate what we'll do and what we receive from the enemy. But he gets no victory here. I am healed and whole by the grace and mercies of God.
Hallelujah.
And I thank each of you for standing with me and being in the gap. Even when I couldn't pray, you've always been there for me. But that was an excellent message, and I think that's a message that never get old. We all need to hear that and be reminded of the promises of God. Amen. So I just thank you for that word today. God bless you.
Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise. I thank and praise God for my dear friend, Sister Alexander, for bringing that message. I enjoyed every bit of it. I love the song, I'm So Glad Salvation is Free. And the question for the message was, Is anything too hard for the Lord? And I thank and praise God, the scripture teach, praise God, in Numbers, that God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Nor the son of man, praise God, that he need to repent, praise God. And if he's spoken it, he'll make good on his word. So I thank and praise God for that. One point was, the main point was, believe God. And if you search the scripture, you'll find out in the book of John, it tells you you need to do the work of God. And somebody said, well, what is the work of God? To believe God. To just to believe, have the faith, the assurance, the confidence that what God says, praise God, hallelujah, he does what he say, hallelujah. And I appreciate the example, the woman that had the issue who decided to make up her mind. And everybody, and the subject to me is you. You've got to make up in your mind that you're going to trust God, that you're going to have the assurance that God can do. If he says with his stripes that we're healed, then when you get symptoms, just like when Sister Alexander got that, was having some attack after being in her yard, praise God, she said something about it. And she spoke a lot about Mark 11 chapter, praise God, of having faith. 11:22, have faith. Jesus said it, have faith in God. And if you have faith in God, guess what? You get to say something. The subject is you. And I believe God is waiting. I believe the acceptable year of the Lord is when the born-again believers begin to say with conviction, praise God, what the Word of God says concerning the situation. And I thank and praise God she pointed out how God has, we have a God-given authority, praise God. Luke 10:19, God has given us authority. That's power, praise God. And just because the enemy throw this in your path as a testing of your faith, he just put it in their path as a stumbling block, because like the scripture says, John 10:10a tells you why he came. But Jesus says in John 10:10b, I came that you might have life and life to the full. So, praise God, sometimes, yes, it can be a challenge, it can be a battle, but you got victory. You better stand on the word of God and claim that victory. So we thank and praise God, hallelujah. And there's no time. We're living in a time where you cannot afford to have doubt or to be wishy-washy or double-minded. There's no time for this because, like you say, she said, don't expect to get anything from the Lord if you're doubting. But I thank and praise God. Mighty, mighty good word, Sister Alexander. I can always depend on you to bring the message of the hour. And unfortunately, we have to be put in remembrance of this message 24/7 almost, because sometimes we get slack. Maybe I'm just talking about myself. God bless you, woman of God. We thank and praise God for you. Thank you for the message. God bless you. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let us keep rolling.
Praise the Lord. Praise
all
the
right,
Lord.
Mother,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Far away.
I tell you, but as them, that was my special. That was it. The woman with the issue of blood. God, I thank you. I thank you so much for that. And
come closer to the phone.
Can you hear me? Because I got it on my house phone. I just made a mistake.
That's better now. That's better.
Yeah. But I read almost like two little pages and stuff. But I thank God for the part where I was looking to about the woman with the issue of blood. And I thought about it. You know, we know that she had that issue for 12 years. But then I thought about it, and then it came to me a few minutes ago. What kind of issue do you have? We can have many more issues. We can not only just the issue of blood. We can have different issues where we need to go to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us with. But I'm so glad that I know that the word, what you were saying, believe God. You were saying believe God no matter what the situation is, no matter how it looks. Remember who you are.
Amen.
Remember who the Lord is. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways are not as him. I'm not going to say a whole lot about what you said, but I thank God for that. And I think what you said, make up your mind. And you definitely got to make up your mind. If you're going to live for the Lord, you got to make up your own mind. You can't do it because of somebody else doing it. Because you'll change. You got to make your mind up. I always heard that a long time ago. You got to make up your mind. It's your made up mind to serve the Lord. You have to have a made up mind to serve Jesus Christ. So I thank God for the word on tonight, Mother Alexander. I love you. I appreciate you for just all that you said, and I thank you for saying that God said I will fight your battle. and he will fight our battle if we just hold on and trust him and lean not to our own understanding, but just acknowledge him, and he will fight our battle. I just thank God for that word. I just love that word of is your blood. I don't know what it is in that word, but I just love that stressing the woman with the issue of blood. You thank God for your power, Mother Edith Emma.
Amen.
God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We are all because he sure is. He's a battle axe in the time of battle.
You kind of fading out too, Mother.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell Mother Pastor Sins she's fading out. Come a little closer to the phone or have to hold it still one. It's fading out.
And I'm holding it. I don't know. Is it better?
Yes, I'm better, yeah.
Give me better.
I said
when she was speaking, Mother Alexander was speaking, I could hear battle axe. And I'm saying he's a battle in the time of battle. He's a shelter in the time of a mighty storm. And he already promised. That's what she said. He already promised. And then he paid the price already for our sins.
Amen.
And all you have to do, this is what she told us tonight, this is what I heard, believe it. Believe it. Hold on to it. It's true. He is a mighty, mighty, mighty God. He's a high and mighty ruler of the universe, and there's nothing too hard for him. We thank you so much, Mother Alexander, for that beautiful, inspiring, God-filled word. And we said, just live long and in the kingdom way. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother Alexander. I really thank and praise you for that awesome word tonight. I really needed that word tonight. I thank and praise God because you said, we got to know who we are in God, and we got to be rooted in the word of God. We got to stand on that word and believe exactly what the word said. Just like when we got sickness or anything in our body, like the word of God said, by his stripes we are healed and made whole. So we got to stand on the word of God and know who you are in Christ. So I just thank you. And I praise you, Mother Alexander, for that awesome word of God. I love you and be blessed.
Amen. Love you too, dear.
Anyone else? Bless the Lord. Praise God. We bless the Lord for our mother in Zion, how the Lord blessed in that word, of course, encouragement, enlightenment. What already been spoken and said, praise God, and some of the things that thought about too, as well as we praise God for what you said. And sometimes God tell us to step back, glory to God, and some things, and sometimes something that you were saying earlier, when we try to take things in our own hand, but when we do that, don't expect that. Back to that doubt part or whatever like this, but thank God for how you talked about how God blessed with Abraham and how glory to God with Moses and fighting the battle. And the same God will do today for us. He don't have no respect of persons. And we have, like you said, we have victory through Christ Jesus. And something you had said concerning, I wanted to make sure that I had that little note to make sure I remember. If I don't say it, at least I know it's here in my notes for me. You have to believe. Oh, it's imperative by reading the word. I can't remember where that place is, but I'm not going to prolong the time. But there's so many things already said, and like I said, I don't want to repeat it. We just have to remember to continue to stand on the word, and no glory to God. He will fight our battles, and no glory to God. There is nothing too hard for God, as you already said. But we got to take this thing personally. And then we got to wait. We got to act on what his word says, and we can't take it from what nobody else say. We got to know him for ourselves. And I like this quote. He said, once you give a little doubt, it cancels healing. Don't give doubt in your life. God is a healer. just talking back about the lady touching the woman of God that touched God's garment for exhausted everything else of truth, but just in her heart already made up with that. And you know God called you. You often tell us about this. You know God already called you. And the main thing is keeping your focus and standing on God's word. Don't be swayed by nobody else, input or grow by their influences. That's why we got to know God for ourselves and build up ourselves in our most holy faith every day. So that way we'll know when the enemy is talking, when our flesh is talking, and when God is talking. But we have to know even when we desire things that are contrary to the will of God, we got to be able to deny this flesh crucified and no glory. If it's out of the will of the Lord, why would I want to cause my inheritance to be canceled or cause me to miss out on my blessings or cause me to be set back because of what my flesh says? And I thank God for the scriptures that you brought out. And learn about God and get rooted in him. You can't have sweet rest if you don't know. I think he was talking about if you don't know him. It's too many if too many heavy burdens. We need to be able to step back and get ourselves in a place where we get rooted and grounded in the Lord. Praise God. And no glory to God. But our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I had to have a little bit of input, but I bless God for you. I enjoy you every time you come forth. I enjoy you through life. I enjoy you when the times we just have times of the wisdom that come out of you, when we just have it our personal time praying or talking to about the Lord and encouraging others, standing in the gap for others. So I bless God for you. I pray God continue to bless and strengthen and encourage you to continue to have longevity and boldness to continue to carry out the assignment that God has placed in you. In your life at 86, or so at 87, and still fired up, running like a little whatever that bunny that they were saying is the energizing bunny. God, even we young people, younger than you, don't have that kind of. We have the anointing and the power of God in it, but even being able to operate in it like you do, that's a blessing to be able to have something to strive for. So we bless God for you, and that He continue to strengthen your body. Father, I pray that you put the nurture back in this young woman's life. In her body, God, what she poured out today, Lord, you pour the virtue back into her, strengthen and encourage her, for blessings and sweet sleep and whatever her endeavors or whatever she desires. We were praying, glory to God, that she continue to delight in you, that you manifest in the name of Jesus, blood covering over her and all her family and everything that she desires to do, glory to God, to please you. We pray that it be granted in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless God again. Praise the Lord. Our announcement will be that we will be having a revival coming up in a couple of weeks now, November 4th through the 7th. On the fourth night, we'll have that's the Rock Talk Divine Connection Revival. Praise the Lord. And it will be starting at 7 o'clock every night as usual. And Evangelist Common Leader Ely will have the first night. The second night, glory to God, of the sixth will be Evangelist Benjamin Lauren, and on the third night would be Prophetess Anum. On the sixth night and the seventh night will be Prophetess Tasha Clifton on that Sunday night when we're by our last night of the revival. And, of course, like I said, that fourth Sunday, right now I'm going to pray and find out about the second Sunday for our services, how that's going to end up being. It's Mother's Day. We don't take off because of holidays. We never have too much and so forth. It's been a long, long time since I was saying, oh, we're not having service. As a matter of fact, it probably may have been a couple of years now since we're not having service. So right now I'm going to pray and find out what the Lord direct me about that second Sunday in May. So in the meantime, we bless the Lord, and I do apologize. When I said Saturday, I should have made it more specific. But I do need to find out from you all that are on the line give me a call and confirm whether 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock on next Saturday is good or not for us to be able to start talking to our first meeting concerning the Yule's gathering for our time here when the different areas, locations you are to have the setup right here in Charlotte, but we need to have the time that we're going to do, the date most of all, and the time before the summer's out or the first part of September. So we need to get that moving to find out if we're really going to go ahead and move forward with it in the one
that can. Everybody may not be able to, or the prayer warrior, so that way I can start setting up an area where we can get together for to have the prayer time, and what restaurants are in the area. I have that, start working on that too. But the main thing right now, our conversation for that time, for that hour of power, would be just to get the location of where we're going to, I mean, the date and the time. And the location we have is Charlotte, but we don't have the specific location to have the prayer. I'll be working on that part. But we need to know definitely about getting together and what month that is and what time that will be. So in the meantime, if there's nothing else, we will be preparing for the Lord to bless us continuously as we carry out the Monday night prayer at 7 o'clock tomorrow. The Lord say the same. We're going to go ahead and have Mother Alexander, which I went on and just jumped right on in with the announcement before I let the woman of God do her remarks. So at this time, we're going to let her do the remarks and our closing prayer for tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word tonight. God knows everything. It's nothing that we can hide from the Lord. And we thank him for giving us power and authority over his word. Thank God that we can continue to stand faithful in his word and knowing that if he said it, believe it, and that's it. You don't have to hide nor take away. Just believe God's word. And
yes.
Then we keep on going. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together, Lord God. And this prayer line, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless each and every one of us. Keep us standing strong in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our families, Lord God. Those we know and those we don't know also, Lord God, out there, brothers and sisters. Lord, you see what's going on, but we know that you's a deliverer and you's a healer. So, Lord, we just standing on your word and claiming victory through all things. Regardless what it look like, we claiming victory through it. Because we know you is a God that answer prayer, and we know that nothing is too hard for you to do. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We praise God. We have to be back with us tomorrow night. And the ones that can call me this week, I will be looking forward to that call or whatever. If you decide to tell me otherwise, that's fine too as well. But we look forward to seeing you all. I mean, hearing from you all on Monday night. Prayers, blood covering over you, angels being camped in. Shalom, shalom. Thank God for the word again.
Amen.
Amen and shalom.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail.